Blog Talk Radio. Hi, and welcome to the Ask Sue Show. Just to let you know, I'm actually calling in to the Skype tonight, so if anybody could just let me know if this is okay for sound. If it sounds terrible, let me know, and then we'll put a song on, and then I'll call in again. Anyway, I hope everybody's all okay. Nice to see a few of our regulars on the chat. Hi to Boston Girl, and Sherry Rose, and we've got a couple of guests. And also some new names as well, so it's lovely to see some new ones. Hi to Katie, a friend of Boston Girls. Hi, how are you doing, Katie? Hope you're okay. Welcome to the show. Yes, we'll be doing loads more shows of loads of different things. Tomorrow night we're going to be doing about Lennox. Obviously, this is an ongoing thing. If anybody hasn't heard about Lennox yet, please go to www.savelennox.com. And then Friday, I thought that Friday we can have a bit of a let your hair down day. For all those sarcastic ones who are about to say, but I've got short hair, it's okay, you can just wash yours. Anyway, we will be having loads of fun. We are going to have, it's literally going to be fun and laughter and everything else to go with it. We're going to have jokes. You know, anything will go really on Friday. I think it's just literally going to be putting all the you know, having a bit of a chill day. We've had loads of things going on. Loads of you being busy on Facebook with a Lennox story. And I just thought it's about time we had a bit of a chill time. So I'm hoping everybody's all okay about that. Now, we've got people who are ringing into the show. We will be having readings in approximately just under an hour. So if you want to hold on to the line, we will come to you. At the moment, I have got four people waiting. So anybody who wants to give us a call, that's fine. Give us a call and you will be put on hold and you can listen while you're on the phone waiting. Now, just first of all, I'm listening to the first part of my show tonight. And welcome to Blue 7. So by all means, anybody wants to do that, I need to have a change. If anybody wants to do a little tune, maybe a welcome ask Sue and then the phone number and whatever, maybe we've got a bit of a singer who could sing it in. Whatever it is, by all means, record it and you can send it to the email asksueuk@gmail.com. asksueuk@gmail.com, and also then that way we will literally get that live on, so we will actually see how we got on with that, and we'll put something new, and that will be played every single show, so that will be quite cool for you to say that you did that. Just a bit of a reminder, Sherry Rose, who's on in the chat, absolutely amazing woman, you probably all heard about Sherry. She lost her son. He committed suicide, and we're literally helping her out to get back up on her feet, and we've done a group on Facebook. I'm sure Boston Girl put me a link on there. Oh, she's already done it. Well done, Boston Girl. There's a online group in memory of Jamie on Facebook, and she's just absolutely sound. We love her to bits, and she's done so much, and she's just telling me that She's met somebody whose her son has attempted to commit suicide, and she's now a friend. And she's put, thanks for teaching me how to reach out. Much love. She's just amazing. She's just literally open and everything else. And absolutely great. North Boston Girl, yes, I love you too. Yeah, she's great too, isn't she? She does all these links for me. Thank you very much for that. Hope that everybody's okay. Now, listen, the chat is there. Now, if anybody wants to do some private chatting to people, what you can actually do is you can go on to the actual person. So, for instance, you can click on Boston Girl, and it comes up with private, whisper, ignore, kick, and BTR profile and mute. You can actually click on the private, and you can actually chat to her for private. So I'm just seeing that Kate and Sherry Rose are on about talking in private. That's fine. You can just literally click on the name, click private, and you can talk to that. So if you're doing that, that's fine. I'm just thinking if anybody's new to the show and doesn't know how to, that's fine. I just wanted to help me out. So I hope everybody's okay. Now, if anybody wants to call into the show from the US, you can call 347-327-9694, or from the UK, 001-347-327-9694. So by all means, call into the show. At the moment, we have still only got four people who are waiting in for readings. So if you'd like to join that queue, by all means, catch up there. Now, what else have we got to do tonight? I'm trying to think. Now, at the moment, I'm being told my sound isn't very good. So if you can just give me a thing, do you think that I need to call in maybe? Sorry, I'm just seeing what your thing is. If you think the sound's not very good, I can soon change that. That's not a problem. So while I'm doing that, if anybody wants to do a bit of free advertising, it's mainly for the UK, but we can certainly think. We will, by all means, go on to www.asksue.co.uk, and on there you will actually find where you can put all of your classifieds, you can put your, it's got a psychic directory and all sorts on there. So by all means, join on there and list away, as they say. Now, what I'm going to do is I've got a bit of a memory song for you tonight. I just absolutely love this. Let me just see if I can actually, hopefully it's done it now, or else I'm going to be going absolutely mad. Here's one for you. Now, I love this song. So this is for all of my people, all of my listeners. And I'm just going to do this for a few minutes so I can sort out the sound quality, and then we'll come back on to have a bit of a laugh and a bit of a joke. So if anybody wants to send me some private messages on the chat with jokes and different things or anything you want me to mention, by all means give me a private chat and we'll do that. Or you can, ready for any other shows, you can email me asksueuk@gmail.com. So by all means do that. Anyway, I shall leave you at the moment. I'll come back in approximately 4 minutes. And this is Lone Star.
Every time our eyes meet, this feeling inside me is almost more than I can take. Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away. I've never been this close to anyone or anything. I can hear your thoughts, I can see your dreams. I don't know how you do what you
Hi there, and welcome back to the Ask Sue Show. I'm hoping you can hear me loud and clear now at the moment. I'm hoping it's all clearer. I've actually now on a different line, so hopefully that should be okay. If you can actually hear a funny noise now and again, it's quite funny. I don't know if you'll be able to hear it. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. So that noise is actually my cat purring. We've got a little grey kitten, and oh my goodness, she absolutely drives me mental. She claws all over, and so if suddenly you hear purring in the background, it's the cat. So just to be warned. All the fun of the live, hey? Right, just a quick hello to everybody who's on the chat. Hope everybody's okay. Nice to see you all back on the show. I'd love to see everybody chatting on the chat page. So anybody that's a guest, by all means, sign into the Blog Talk Radio account, and then you can make friends on here, because I know a lot of us have made different friends, and it's just like one big happy family to talk on the chat. So by all means, just join in. That's absolutely fine. Thank you to those that are waiting on the line for the readings. That will be in about 3/4 of an hour. So if anybody doesn't want to hold, they can by all means ring back. But then you know that you might have lost your place in the queue. So that's entirely up to you. So what do we talk about tonight? Well, let's face it. There's loads going on the old Facebook, what with the Lennox, all of the BSL laws, and there's loads of different things going on. And, you know, and I just look at all these different things, and it suddenly has shown me, as much as, let's face it, we are complaining about Facebook and blah, 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 doesn't it do such a good job too, in the sense of it's made me to have loads of different friends, and most of you probably found me on the Facebook because I've passed the links around. Then all of the people that are helping all over the world. Do you mean, for instance, there's what somebody called Angel Dust Dreaming on Facebook. Now, I'll give a little tag. Now, this person, honest to goodness, is literally putting... let me just paste this on here. Hold on a minute. Let me see if it'll work. And they literally put links on all the time on Facebook, and it's absolutely brilliant. It's really, really good. And it's just absolutely fantastic. It literally shows you all these different pictures. Let's face it, for those that have got the faint-hearted, some it isn't, because some of the pictures she puts on really makes you realise that the human race sometimes does need a good kick up the backside. I mean, I'm seeing one at the moment, Bellevue Greyhound racetrack in Manchester's photo, and all these different things they've got on there. Chesterfield's animal rescue's photo, and it's a Rottie in a field, and they're trying to rehome that dog. And there's all these different things, and it just amazes me, all these people that are helping all over the place. And it's brilliant to see, you know, there is people that are trying to help others all the time. And, you know, it just amazes me how much people can actually do it. So well done to absolutely everybody that's, you know, helping in all of these different things. I mean, let's face it, the Lennox story has actually gone worldwide. And I know that's a good thing, because it's gone through with Facebook, a lot of it, emails, it's gone to, all over the world, hasn't it, with different celebrities and all sorts. So by all means, keep sharing the links. Anything you've got to, maybe there's a story that you'd like me to put up for another show, by all means, email me, asksueuk@gmail.com. So that's asksueuk@gmail.com. By all means, give me an email of any stories. You know, maybe you've come out of a dark place, and now you're feeling better. You know, whatever the reason, whatever it is, beat you, Boston Girl, I'd already done it. Do you know what I mean? By all means, forward it on to me, and let's see if we can help loads more out. I know that we are going to next week be having a bullying program. No, that doesn't mean you can bully me or I can bully you. It means, you know, and it doesn't even mean that it's going to be school children. You know, this bullying doesn't just mean for school time. It's actually adults that are getting bullied. Do you know what I mean? By, you know, that the parents, the grandparents, their partners or whatever, you know, by all means, get in touch with us. It's 001-347-327-9694. or from the US, it's 347-327-9694. Katie, yes, definitely. If you ring onto the show on that day, and I will put the link to the bullying on there. Katie's just telling me that she's got an anti-bullying page. Katie, if you want to put the link on the chat, I'll actually read it out for you as well. This is the thing, yet again, do you know what I mean? We've got it. It's facebook.com/take stand against bullying. Absolutely fantastic. Sherry Rose just put also a PTSD show. So many victims of this in so many different ways, Sue. I have not just woke up. I am screaming at the top of my lungs. Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. You know, if anybody at the end of the day, you know, this sounds really thing, but if anybody has got issues at the moment, well, I don't know, maybe you're just having a real bad time at the moment, you know, or whatever, and you want to come and talk on the show and you want to see if anybody can help you, by all means, give me a call. That's what the Ask Sue show is all about. Come and ask me, or come and mention to me something that maybe we've missed, we could do something else. By all means, just, you know, give me a call. That's fine. Katie, if you want to call in the show tonight and let me know what you're doing on the Facebook chat, by all means, give me a call in, okay? I'm not sure whereabouts you're from, but you can give us a call, 347-327-9694. You know, I like it when I see that people are trying to help others, and I think that's brilliant. So, Katie, by all means, give us a ring. Definitely. At the end of the day, we've seen Sherry Rose literally over this last, I don't know if it's a week or 2 weeks now, just absolutely, you know, literally in just a few days, everything has changed for Sherry, and she's done absolutely fantastic. So we're chuffed to bits with that. So, yeah, Katie, give us a call in. We can mention about your bullying page and, you know, just give us a call in. We'll have an after on the show. Just give me a private message. Let me know what area code you're on. So anyway, if anybody wants to have a reading at 9 o'clock, which is in 40 minutes, by all means, get on the lines now so we can put you on hold. It's 347-327-9694. Or if you're calling in from the UK, put a 001 in front. Now, let me think what else I wanted to tell you all about. We've got the AskSue.co.uk to do your advertising on. We've got Ask Sue Show. Now, I've actually changed the name of it. So it's Ask Sue Show on Facebook as well. And that's where all of you listeners can go. I put all the links to everything that we've had on the show on there. We've got only 20 members. I mean, that's crazy. And actually, also, you'll see a picture, because I've got the Ask Sue Show, it's comedy night with amazing people, and that's on Friday, and I've got the link on, and you will see a picture of my daughter Janet with a chicken. It's hilarious. So by all means, anybody who wants to go and join the Ask Sue Show group, by all means, go and have a look at that. But that will be great fun. I'm really looking forward to that show. I think it'll be good. sorry, I'm reading on the chat. Yes, Sherry Rose, it is all about you. Why not? There is loads of other people that are just deserve as well. Let's have a quick mention of those in. We've got Boston Girl 1979. Thank you very much. She's the one who shares all the links. We've got Guest 243 and Guest 254. Hi and welcome to the show. If you just sign into Blog Talk Radio, get yourself a link, then we'll be able to find out who you are and what you're all about. And please join into the chat. That would be great. We've got Katie Davis, Melly 66, Profundity, one of our regulars, and of course, Sherry Rose. Oh, she'll love that, I know. Now, as you all know, I love to have a bit of fun, just in case you've not guessed. And we have things like different things on the show, don't we? Let's see if I can find them. Like we have, some of you will have heard these. Like I like this bit. So I know all of you like that. And then we've got a bit of Okay, and then we've got, of course, when we have Max in the studio, we have this one.
Every day I'm shuffling.
And of course, we love that. And we do love, of course, Psychic Max. And we've got all of those. Now, what I'm actually wanting to do, I want to do a few different songs that we remember from ages ago. You know, well, actually, not that long ago, because at the end of the day, we're all very young. Yes, I think that's mentally. Yes, we'll say no more about that anyway. So, you know, any songs that you think I need to get onto my, obviously I have to download them and everything and get them on. So if anybody actually can think of any songs that you think, oh, do you know what, that would be a good song. Let's think of memory ones. I tell you the one that I actually should have got on. Let me see if I can, I'll try and upload one while I'm talking to you. Because there was one, and I just absolutely love this song. And it's one of those songs that, as soon as it comes on, you just have that little feeling of, you know, you just go back to your childhood. You know, is there a certain song that makes you think of something or somebody, or, you know what I mean? You know, give us a call and tell us what gets the whole heartstrings pulled for you. Let us know. I will try and get that one on in a minute for you. It's just sorting itself out. Just for everybody who's waiting on the line, it will be 35 minutes until we have the readings. So by all means, stay on the line. It won't be long until it is time for Tanith Medium. And, of course, we will have Tanith Medium in. We'll be doing, like, approximately, we try and say about five-minute readings. But what we're going to do today, Tanith doesn't know this yet, but what we're going to do, as soon as we get to the near the end of the 5 minutes, we're going to start doing dun 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 dun. So that'll be really funny. She's going to absolutely kill me once she gets on here. But it will be all good fun, as you all know. Welcome to Tina, who's joined us on the chat. And Melly, who's also a new one. Crappy tea bags. Oh, my goodness me. Who is called crappy tea bags? Come and tell me. Because I tell you what, there is nothing worse than crappy tea bags, is it? You know the ones you have to leave in the cup for ages, and by the time it's actually stewed, you've actually forgotten about it? That's, you know what I mean? But saying that when you've got the kids, you know, you may ask them to make you a cup of tea, they put it in the tea, and you say, make sure it's stewed, and it comes out, and you think, did you actually even put the tea bag in there at all? So, you know, absolutely brilliant. So, yeah, welcome, everybody. I really want to know about crappy tea bags. Who are you? Come and have a mention on the chat. Come and say hi. Hi to Angelic Gifts. Who else have I not mentioned? I think I've got all of you now. I hope you're okay, everybody. Oh, hi, crappy tea bags. Hope you're okay. Let us know all about you and where about you're from. So anybody wants to call into the show, if you're on the line and you're not wanting a reading, by all means, just tell us on chat. And, of course, we'll put you onto the show. So what else have you been doing this week? Have we been doing anything exciting? What have you got upcoming? I'm just going to have a look on Facebook to see what updates are coming up. Oh, just for everybody also, we've just to let everybody know, we have got some new members joining the suicidal group Help here in memory of Jamie Marquis. Now, I'm not sure how I say his surname, so I won't. That's easier. I'm sure Sherry will tell me at some point. But there's obviously some pictures on there, and we've got a couple of people who want to join up with that. So that's fantastic. Well done to everybody who's joining there. We've had loads of things happening on Facebook, loads of different things. But the one thing I will say is I don't think she's in here at the moment. Our Claire, she's absolutely brilliant girl. She has starting to do a, what do you call it, a magazine, and it's for psychic people and psychic awareness and whatever. And she's going to be putting all different things in there, advertising and all sorts. So if anybody wants to join up with Claire with that, whether or not you want to put some advertising in or you've got a story or whatever, please give me an email, asksueuk@gmail.com, or you can add me on Facebook, Ask Sue Davies, D-A-V-I-E-S, And what I will do, I will get them to, I will then get Claire to add you, and you can have a word of her. But she's done absolutely fantastic. Thanks to Boston Girl, who's just put her Facebook page up. And it's facebook.com, claire.pinkis.witch.cupcakes.bailey. Right, anyway, that sort of covers pretty well what she is and what she does. She's not going to like that very much when I say pinkest witch. But again, she's doing a lot of hard work behind the scenes and has done very, very well, so well done for that. So what else have we got going on at the moment? If anybody wants to add Sherry, by the way, Boston Girls just put a link up on there. So it's good to get everybody all friends, isn't it? We like making all friends on here. Yeah, so welcome to everybody who's joined the show. Hope everybody's all okay. We've got loads of things going on. Must tell you also, I've got a listic fair that's going to be on in Telford in Shropshire. So if anybody'd like to join that, that's on the 26th of August. We are sorting, I know Boston Girl's working hard for me, and having a look to see if she can get some discounted places in the hotel near there for anybody who wants to come over or, you know, come and meet up with all of us. By all means, you can come and join us. Now, I've just found, hopefully it's loaded up now, and you'll, I love this song. Let me just see if I can find it. Here it is. 53 seconds of absolute memory lane. And I want to see who is the first person that actually gets this song, because I think this is lovely. And when Psychic Max appears on the chat, we will definitely play this for him, because we just love it. We think it's fantastic. So have a listen. We'll see who gets it first.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me down the road. That's where I'll always be.
Did not anybody know that song? I was waiting for you all to absolutely inundate the chat with that. That was, of course, Littlest Homo. Oh, my God, I just love that program. I think it was absolutely brilliant and definitely, definitely a memory link for me, remembering when I was a kid and the times that he used to hurt himself. How many times have you actually sat there and watched Lassie and cried? I can remember when I was a kid, I used to sit on the sofa and you'd go in a world of your own watching it. And my dad would come in and he'd say, what are you crying for? And I'd go, but Lassie's hurt himself, Daddy. He's hurt his leg. I don't think he'll get home. And then about 10 minutes later, he'd come in. Are you okay now? Yes, he's okay now. His leg's got better. He's nearly home. And it was just so funny. Absolutely hilarious. You just can't beat programs like that at all. I just absolutely love it. Really, really good times. Oh, dear. What other programs bring the old memory links? Or have you got a song in particular? Because I love that Lone Star song. I think that's a really good song as well. Absolute fantastic memories with that. And my nan, when we had her funeral, she had a... Tina Middleton Davidson's just put, I'm a Mr. Bean fan. Oh, I'll tell you what. Don't even go there. You just can't help but love that, can you? He's just a fantastic guy. I tell you what, the other thing I like is Mrs. Brown's Boys. Oh, I'll tell you what. She used to stand on the stage or just walk through that back door on there, and honest to goodness, just an absolutely fantastic thing. Absolutely ace. Oh, dear. Somebody... the 40th best... TV theme songs of all time. Right, let me see. Oh my goodness. Let me just see if you can actually hear these. I'll put these straight on. Save me downloading each one. It'll be here all night. Let me just see if you can actually hear these while I play them. Let's just try. Hold on. Goodness. Old Sesame Street. Big Bird. Yes, I can remember that. Oh, and who remembers, what's it called? Bagpuss. Now, there's another one. Good old Bagpuss. And do you remember the, what was it called? Boston Hill. How to Get to Sesame Street. That's right. Yes, Claire. Welcome to the show. I was pimping you out again, telling everybody about your magazine. I've done my work, okay, you owe me later. Cheers. So, and what else? Let me think. Oh, do you remember? Yeah, Bagpuss. And do you remember the woodpecker? I can do a bit of an impression for the woodpecker. Would you all like to hear the impression of Bagpuss? You know, the one with the thing? Oh, what's it called? The woodpecker. I can't remember the woodpecker's name now. But do you remember when he used to jump down them books? And he jumped down one step, then he got a different angle and jumped down the next one, and then he jumped down again, and then he used to go, nyip, 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 nyip. Oh, dear. Gosh, I can't believe how strange I've got on this show. You're obviously all a very, very, very bad influence on me, and you're obviously not doing me any good at all. I lie, you're doing me absolutely brilliant, loads of good. Anyway, let's have a look who else we've got on this list. Thank you very much to Boston Girl, who's just sent it. I'll be honest, some of these I don't even know. I think that might be a good thing, because that's showing that I'm not that old, actually. Let me just have a look. Who else we got? Oh, here we go. Oh, now, you've all got to know this. Have a listen to this. Oh yes, the good old Dukes of Hazzard. Oh, that was fun. Why did they not just open the door? I'm sure they would have been just as quick rather than climbing and nearly breaking their neck through there. And I wonder if there's ever been any accidents on that. Where they've literally, I can just imagine that they bang their chops straight into the door or something daft like that. Do you know what I mean? Oh, dear. Oh, yeah, now I can't remember this one, but I'm sure I'll know it once it starts. Do you know this one? Oh, yes, you've got it. The X-Files. Oh, yes. I used to be on the CB as well, would you believe? Yes. Many, many, many years ago. No, actually not that many. And I was called Scully. And the reason being was because I used to wear one of them big, long black coats. And they said I look like her off Scully. I'll tell you what, really funny. Oh, here we are. Another one. I can feel the memories coming on already. Here you go. Thank you. Oh, yes, you got it. The A-Team. What was it? Hannibal, Face, B.A., and who was the other one? Hannibal, Face, B.A., and there was another one as well, wasn't there? And I can't remember who that was at the moment. It's totally gone out of my head. So I'm sure one of you will tell me on the chat in a minute. Let's see how many of you have actually been getting all of them. And take off and jump. It's so funny. I love reading you not in this chat. It's just hilarious. Sherry, have you got to go? Have you, love? Go careful and remember. Okay, yes, I've got that, Sherry, as well. And please remember your seatbelts. Yeah, Lone Ranger? Oh, yeah, the A-Team. Oh, I'll tell you. Who? Murdoch. Well done, Angel Gifts. That's the one. The absolute crazy one. I think he's quite settled well in the chat room, don't you? Yes, definitely. So, yeah, absolute brilliant. Now, we've got callers waiting for the, obviously, the, my brain has totally died, readings. We've got people waiting for the readings with Tanith Medium, who obviously will be coming on at 9 o'clock, and at the moment it's 20 to 9 here in the UK. Not a bad evening with us, sunny as well, and been quite a nice night, actually. I should have gone out in the garden and give you some sound effects of the chooks and stuff for all of you living in the big cities out there. Now, that would be quite funny, wouldn't it? So, absolutely brilliant. Right, so who else has got bit of gossip or a bit of info, or maybe you've been doing something at the moment you'd like to tell us all about? Give us a call on 347-327-9694. That's 327. No, it's not. Start again. 347-327-9694. So please give us a call in. Right, so what we'll do now, we'll just very quickly go and have a look. I'm going to just go and see if there's anything else I wanted to tell you. Just say thank you. I need to say thank you to everybody who's adding to the suicidal group help here in memory of Jamie. By all means, tell your mates about this, an absolute brilliant group. We've also got Psychic Medium Directory. We've also got the whole of the UK ranting. That's an absolutely brilliant group for anybody who wants to just go and have a good old rant. The whole of the UK ranting. We've got the asu.co.uk page on Facebook as well. We've got Psychic Awareness Grows Across the UK. We've got Psychic Events Directory. Spiritual Churches in the UK. Charity Events in the UK. What else have we got? And we've got the We Love Ask Sue page. And then obviously we've got all of the Lennox groups. If you just type Lennox in the search bar, you'll find loads of different groups for Lennox. So that's just absolutely brilliant how they're working. So has anybody got anything else that they think that I'm actually missing? Oh, yes, we need to tell you again about the Holistic Fair that we have got in Telford. By all means, share that link for me. It's in Telford in Shropshire, and we are at the moment having a look to see what hotel specials we can get as well. And also, join with me on Facebook, Ask Sue Davis, D-A-V-I-E-S, and by all means, come and have a word with me. The other week we actually had Carly come on, which is Boston Girl. And do you know what? She came onto the show, was really, really nervous to start off with, and it was after having a bit of a reading, but quite funnily gave us a reading, who picked up on a friend of mine's son who had actually been killed. He'd actually been stabbed, and she told us all about him. It was absolutely amazing. And she literally came on the show and did an hour with me and was absolutely fantastic. So, you know, if anybody else would like to come on the show, they think they've got, I don't know, a singing voice, or you think you can do readings, or you want to tell us a story about something or anything, this show is yours, not just mine. So if you want to come on, you know what to do? Just ask Sue. And by all means, you can come on and, you know, just come and have an at her anyway. So we'll just see. What we'll do, Katie, if you want to call into the show, just ring in. Let's have an at it. I'm sure we'll find. Just imagine that me and you are just talking over the phone. It's as easy as that. Okay? Just give us a call. 347-327-9694. So what I'm going to do is I'm very quickly going to go and get a quick drink. I'm going to play a bit of, let's have a look, what we've got in here. We have got, I've got quite a few, bit of music now, so it's starting to pipe up. Do you remember when I first started? It was Enya and Shakespeare's sister. Do you remember? Absolutely brilliant. And the one that Max likes in playing is simply the best. He loves that. He thinks that's really good. So what we'll do now, we'll have a bit of Jean-Michel Jarre, Oxygen. I'll just go and have a drink, and we'll be back shortly. Thank you. Hi, and welcome back to the Ask Sue Show. Sorry about that. I lost a total of which button to press and everything else. And do you know what? Even though Sherry said to me she's going to be listening to the show, I still welcome to the show anyway by accidentally picking her up. So that was hilariously funny. So, Sherry, go careful there listening in onto the show. Right, so, Katie, I've not been able to get hold of your call yet, so give us a call into the show. It will be excellent to talk to you. Even with or without the accent, it will be fine. Honestly, we'll cope with all that. I hope everybody's okay. Oh, actually, I think we have Kerry on the line. Hold on a minute. Hold on. What are we doing here? Hi there. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Is that? Hold on a minute. I'm pressing the wrong button. Is it Katie?
Yeah, that's it. That's.
Hi, Katie. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. You haven't got an annoying voice at all.
Well, a lot of people say that I do, so I was like, I don't even know. Like, a lot of people are like, your voice is so annoying. I'm like, wow, that's very nice of you. But
no. Tell us about you then, Katie. Obviously, you've literally just joined in. You've got chucked straight in the deep end on the Ask Who show, which is absolutely fantastic. So tell us what you do and all the different things that you've been chatting about on the chat.
Okay, well, I'm going to start off with my, maybe I'll start off with my boarding in the HLA, if that's okay, if I can, if I could talk about that.
If it's fine, go ahead.
Okay. I've been having this boarding in page because a lot of people, like, I've been hearing a lot of stories about people who, like, you know, take their life over bullies and stuff, and I've been hearing a lot of stories about it recently. Like, I heard one now on the news about how these kids were being mean to the lady on the bus. I think it's called the bus monitor, right? Yeah, it's the bus monitor. Okay. Well, there was, like, these kids in middle school that,
You know what, Katie? You go so well with the show already because I end up with like that fits of giggles and can't stop. So you've settled in absolutely fantastically.
Yeah, sorry, people in the chat room just made me laugh. Okay, well, okay, I've been doing.
So are they trying to embarrass you while you're talking?
But anyways, okay, well, I have this page, though, and I've been hearing stories. It really makes me really sad, though, about, like, when I heard that story. I was like, that's not fair, you know, because that took place near my hometown. That's, like, an hour away from me. So it's like, I mean, I've been there, so. I had a page done, and I've helped a lot of people, like, and I'm having a lot, yeah, I'm in my mom twisted again. Okay, well, there's a lot of, bullies that happen, and, you know, I told a lot of people, like, oh, yeah, it's just the victims of bullies. It's like, no, it's also the bullies itself, too. Because you don't know what's going on in their hometown. Like, you don't know exactly what's going on with them. Just like with the home people, they don't know what's going on in their home. So, and that's the reason why I had it, because I help a lot of people. I'm a really young girl. I'm 17 years old. And when I was in my senior year, I helped a lot of people through the years. I made friends with a lot of people. I mean, I know how it feels to be in the dark. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
and the thing is, what gets me is with the bullies. You know, half the time if they actually get caught, that's one thing, but it's no good just telling a bully off. You need to find out what's actually going, because, I mean, there's been people. How can I put this? There's been things that have gone on locally around me that they've obviously, there's been different issues that have gone on, and when you actually get to the bottom of it, you find out that they've been abused. Or they're having problems at home, and they're literally going to somewhere and taking that out on other people just because they can't deal with it themselves.
Yes, you're right. That's exactly what I told people before. But my motto is for my page is spread kindness, not hate. So it's like I've been seeing more people spread a lot more kindness than hate. I've talked to people like classes before about bullying. It is weird because you think a 17-year-old, usually they're at home or spending with their friends. No, I'm actually out making a difference because it's just what I want to do. I talk to kids, I've talked to schools, and I'm going to start talking more to people because I really feel like it's necessary. But the second thing that I do other than that is that I also help friends or shows on here promote shows. Like, I have a friend, I help promote her show. So, I absolutely love her show, even though I'm not even, like, a main person of her show, though, but I promote her show, even though, I'm under 18. But it's weird, because when you think that you really shouldn't be in a show because you're under 18, but she's okay with that, I guess.
Absolutely. The thing is, though, don't you find that as soon as you say you're under 18, then before you even started, you've already been judged?
Yes, I hate that. I, like, hate that when they're like, you say, that's another thing I don't like is that you sit there and you say, oh, yeah, I'm under 18. They're like, okay, you can't be here. It's like you don't even know me. Like, I go to a different show, And, like, one of the people there know that I'm under 18, even though the show, what they talk about is, like, adult stuff. And they know that I'm under 18, but one of them, they both keep me in there because they actually got to know me before they even knew my age. So they actually like who I am. So that's the kind of thing, though. It's like I really don't like to give all that away, but it's all right, I guess. But yeah, I like your show. Your show is amazing. I like your show. I've just been here. This is the second time for me coming to your show, and I absolutely love it. So.
Excellent. Well, the thing is, you never know with the Ask Sue show what's going to be on. Because people say to me, do you book your shows weeks and weeks in advance? The answer is no. Do I write a list of things I'm going to talk about in the show? No. It is literally, I start talking at the beginning of it and I finish talking at the end of it. It's as simple as that. Because otherwise, you end up, it's like when I've had, I did an interview with Colin Fry. And that was my first show. He's one of our top mediums in the UK. And it literally, people saying, oh, I've got loads of questions for him and everything. I was like, oh, my gosh, I haven't even got any down. So I wrote this list, all these lists of questions down. And it was hilarious because he literally started talking and everything. And I literally changed it where I just shut the book up and was just talking to him naturally. And I think if you put too many questions down, then you forget what you're supposed to be asking. And if it literally just goes off that course, you've then forgotten. So it's just totally natural. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Oh, bless you.
It's all right, though, because, well, like, I'm a total sweetheart, Todd. I absolutely love your show, so I'm going to probably stay. I'm going to stick around.
Excellent. That sounds brilliant to me. So are you into spiritual stuff as well, Katie?
Am I into spiritual stuff? Would you ask?
As into psychics and private readings and all that?
No, I haven't. But I've got a couple readings from people on here on these radio shows. Oh, I've been here and there.
Oh, excellent. Because we've got Tanith on next. She used to be on Psychic TV in the UK. Well, I think she's still got part in it, so I'm not sure. And then she's going to be doing readings at 9 o'clock, which is, and it's 5 to 9 already. So anybody who wants to have readings, by all means, give us a call in. So, Katie, thank you very much for calling into the show. I know Boston Girl's looking after you in the chat room, and she's passing links to everywhere for you. So, by all means, keep on listening to the show, and hope you enjoy it.
All right, thank you.
Okay, then. Thanks very much for calling in.
All right, bye.
Cheers, bye. And that was Katie, a young Katie as well. Really nice to have somebody young in on the show, isn't it? You know, this is the trouble nowadays. They're already judging, you know, and this is the whole thing, even with loads of things, isn't it? Because let's face it, they see a group of kids on the street nowadays, and obviously they must be up to trouble. You know, we have a look at Lennox, and people have already judged him, and that he's already on the death row for 2 years. You know, he's been on the death row for 2 years. All of this is far too much judging. You know, let's not judge a book by its cover. Let's just start to talk to people just because they're human beings, because they're nice people and everything else. Do you know what I mean? Let's just go with it, okay? So, you know, just next time you see that person that looks a little bit different, just ask yourself, is it because they are different, as in unusual? Do you know what I mean? So just let's just see how it goes, okay? Just don't judge people. You know, sometimes we look at people, you know, some people, even the ones that have got the disabilities and everything, you'll get people that literally judge them. I mean, what is all that about? It's just crazy, absolutely crazy. So anyway, we are getting very close to 9 o'clock. So what we're going to do is have another quick song before we go to the readings. At the moment, my laptop has gone totally slow, so I'm going to have to shut a couple of windows down before I absolutely lose my head, because it's not doing very well at all, and I need to be able to get this studio back up on the road. Just a very quick hello to Claire, Boston Girl, Lorna, Katie, Angelic Gifts, Profundities, all of you. Hope every one of you is enjoying the show. Hope you're calling in to have a reading in with Tanith. And as soon as I get this sorted, we'll actually go over to a start and see if we can... It's okay, I've saved it. It's all right, all my screen just went totally, totally dead and I couldn't see anybody or anything. So, right, so what we'll do is we will have a quick song. It's actually coming back on, but very slowly. So we'll hopefully, just a very, very, very small thing. Let's just see how it's going here. Right, it actually might be working in a small moment. For some reason, the internet's gone very, very slow, so let's hope it goes okay. What I'll do is I'll put Angels on, and I'll be back with you in a minute.
I sit and wait. There's an angel contemplate my fate. Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, oh, she offers me protection, a lot of love and affection, whether I'm right or wrong, and down the waterfall. She won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead. When I'm feeling weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above and I know me.
Oh, and thank you very much to Robbie Williams for joining our show. Don't you just absolutely love that? Angels by Robbie Williams. Hi, and welcome to the show, everybody. You have joined the Ask Sue show, where anything and everything usually happens. I hope everybody is all okay. Boston Girl, it's very true. Boston Girl's just on a little chat in the chat room and saying that she loves my opinion that someone who passes close to you is your own personal angel. It's absolutely right. I am very lucky to the fact that I wasn't very lucky at the time that my nan passed, but on the other side of the coin is I am very lucky because I've now got a personal angel who I trust 100%. No questions asked. If I get a message from my gran, I know for a fact that it's definitely, definitely spot on. Talking of messages, hopefully, if my technology is okay, we have got Tanif on the line. Hi, Tanif.
Hi, Sue. Hi, guys.
How are you doing? You okay?
Not bad.
Not so bad. Have you had a good week?
So far, it hasn't been bad, yeah. I've had ups and downs, like we all have, but there's one or two things in the pipeline that look quite hopeful, so I'm keeping my hopes
so
up.
If everybody for a short minute wants to all cross their fingers at the same time for Tanif, because she gives us all her time on a Wednesday night to do the reading, so everybody just cross your fingers for a minute and hope for the rest of the week that everything's fine for her. So
oh,
Tanif, fingers
you.
Are all crossed for you, okay, love?
Thank you, guys.
Even little Jana is sat next to me, who's not feeling very well at the moment. She's feeling very poorly, and she's got her fingers crossed for you as well.
Oh, that's nice. I put a four-leaf clover on my page today because somebody said it would be lucky, so.
Actually, it's quite funny. We were at the Mia the other day, and we were actually looking for four-leaf clovers, and it's quite funny. I think nowadays, you know, even though I say it, my mum and me don't get on very well, but to say the very least. But when we were younger, we used to always look for four-leaf clovers.
Yeah, we did.
I bet there's not very many kids that can say they do that nowadays, is there?
No. It's not often you find one, though, is it?
No, definitely not. I must admit, while we were looking, no, I didn't find. Lorna's just put, yes, all crossed for you. Quite a few new people on the chat tonight, so that's really good.
Oh, that's good.
So I think we will go... I've got something really funny, actually, to tell everybody.
Go on, then.
The first couple of people that have been on chat will know what I'm about to tell Tanif. Now, Tanif, you know how we struggle with doing the five-minute thing?
Yeah.
You know, having about a five-minute thing? Well, I thought if we had this just in the background, so you heard it, so you knew it was near enough time, let me just check the volume because we don't want
it
too
was
loud.
What?
You know, so when we're getting near to the end of the 5 minutes... I don't want to interrupt you. If you had maybe something in the background that was sort of telling you it's near enough the time for the 5 minutes, that would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think? What do you think of this?
I'm intrigued.
Hold on.
Very good. Very good, yes.
But you haven't heard of it? Hold on.
I know, I'm trying to think what it's off. What program is that off?
I'll tell you a minute, Whitney.
Yeah.
Can you remember?
No, it just won't come. It's there on the thing, like.
Do you know what it is?
It's
mind. Countdown.
Oh, yes! That's it. Of course it is. Countdown.
So,
yeah.
I thought, rather than me interrupting you, when it gets near it, if you start to hear that in the background, you'll know
very
it's
good.
Near time to pack up.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, see, I have to have everybody has to have their own little jingle. Max has obviously got the shuffle. You've heard Max's shuffle, haven't you?
Yeah, I was listening to him last week, and thank you, Max, if you're listening. I heard that lovely compliment.
He's sound, isn't he? Absolutely lovely. Right. Mm. You know what I'm going to say next, don't you?
Are you ready to rock and
roll? Are you
roll?
Ready to rock and roll?
I am ready to rock with the... Well, it's a bit early for the bats, but I've got to say it. Ready to rock with the bats. They don't
well,
come out with me
all,
tonight.
We'd like to welcome Jill to the studio. Hi, Jill. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you. Now, have you got a question, or would you like a general reading from Tanith?
How about a general reading? That would be good.
Okay.
Right. Okie dokie. Wow. It looks as if something's happened or about to, that's about to be completed. It's got a feel of legality somewhere, this paperwork, you know, if it's not actual justice as such, it's paperwork connected, like legal papers, that type of thing. Can you relate to that, Jill?
Yeah, actually I can. I was on our school board, and elected official in the state removed us, so now we just need to get our letter.
Ah, good. Well, it's on its way. Definitely on its way, and you're going to be enlightened. So that means that you're going to find out. And an adventure awaits you. An adventure. So it's looking good. It is looking good, because you're going to have cause for celebration. And I feel that you've had a little bit of argy-bargy throughout this. It hasn't been all plain sailing, has it?
No.
Right. Now there's changes coming for you, new developments, and the spirit of nature. I feel you're going somewhere. And are you going to be out in nature somewhere? Let me see. Have you had some disruption in your private life?
Yes.
Where there's been secrecy? Where there's been secrecy.
Yes.
Right. And that is going to turn out as well, because I've got discovery, which means you finding out this, that and the other, and discovering yourself, I would say, discovering all sorts of things and yourself, and success at the end of it. And I've got an honesty. So there's an honesty around that particular situation that will bring about a transformation and success for you. So it's all looking good. At some point you were very confused, but it's all looking good now, because I've got harmony coming in. That is how it ends around this situation. So are you understanding all of that?
Yeah, and I've just been super stuck in the last several years, and it's like I just keep making big mistakes, and my life gets worse and worse, and I'm just like, I feel like a dead body, and I, you know.
Oh, well, your dead body's going to be transformed. You've got success. You've got success and completion coming, and you've got a lot to look forward to. You're going to be celebrating.
How soon is this going to happen for me?
Right. You would be difficult and ask for a time, wouldn't you? Let me see if I can find out. Timing. They're giving me a 4.
Okay. 4 weeks.
It's either 4 weeks or within 4 months. So it's not far away. Yeah. That's right.
Okay, so nothing terrible is going to happen to me before.
No, we don't. Good mediums do not predict terrible things. We don't look for that. We're there to uplift you.
Okay.
It's only these charlatan clowns that give you that sort of rubbish. So don't you even go there, you know what I mean? You've got a lot to look forward to, Jill.
Okay. Thank you.
Are you pleased with that? Are you happy with those things?
Thank you. Is that it, or is there more?
Are you happy with that? Are you happy with those answers?
Yeah, I'm just worried that I just hope everything from this day forward goes up for me without
You've got to have faith. Listen, I predicted it, I've seen it, and I've given you it. And you've just got to have faith in what I'm saying to you. You know what I mean? Think positive, because thoughts are energies, and when we think negative, negative things happen.
Okay.
Yes, true.
So keep the faith, right?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Oh.
Right, Tanif. We had a lady last time. Now, I know that Tanif had a bit of a stress because last time we had somebody on the show, didn't we? And we literally were jam-packed and we were last to the 2 minutes and we had to miss a lady out, didn't we?
Yes.
Do you remember?
Debbie. And I felt, was it Debbie or Denise?
I don't know. Area code 207, who are we talking to?
It was a D, I think.
This is Cindy.
Cindy.
I was the one waiting.
Oh, sorry, yes. Cindy. I must have got the first letter wrong. I misheard the name. I'm so sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. I hung on for an hour and I thought, sure, she'll get me in.
Oh.
We really did try, honestly.
I know you did.
We did.
You did a good job
here
trying.
Now. What is it you want to know, Cindy?
Well, I was wondering what you see coming up for me within the next 2 months.
Next 2 months.
Or in the near future. So I'm thinking next 2 months.
Oh, God. No, I'll have to. I've got changes coming for you. I know that. Development. Things are going to develop in your favour, but I've also got a lot of... No, I'll have to use the others. Changes and development, definitely. So, let me see what these angels say. What have you got for Cindy angels next couple of months? Right. Peace. It's talking about balance. You need to balance your home life and your career for a start. You've been burning the candle at both ends. You've been running around like a headless chicken, haven't you?
Yes, I have, and I'm trying to stop it.
Yeah, you've got to stop it, the angels are saying.
By the end of the week, I'm going to do that.
good girl. And they're saying, choose peace, so therefore, you need to chill, you need to, you know what I mean, just let your hair down a bit. And also, sorry, they're wanting you to meditate. So, do you meditate?
Well, I can relax, you know, if I find the time. I'm a sea kayaker, so I, you know, hit the ocean, and that's very relaxing for me to hang out on the beach.
Well, try, if you can, to meditate, because that's even more relaxing.
Okay.
And also, I'm getting that there's a situation around you that you're wondering, am I right? Am I seeing it right? Am I feeling that I am right about this situation? Yes, you are. You're seeing the situation accurately. Whatever you're getting, whatever you're picking up, you're correct. And it's time to relax, because it's the angels are advising you to go out into nature, retreat into nature. So even if you can get a little break of a few days in a country place, in a country setting, and you've got...
Well, I live on an island, so, I mean, this is very relaxing, especially when I go out sea kayaking. And, I paddle out to the different islands and relax on the islands.
Good. Well, that's what they want you to do. And you've got to laugh at this. They want you to drink more water.
Okay. Instead of sitting on it, I should drink it, right?
Purification. Yeah. So... We must be drinking the hard stuff. When I say we, I mean we. And your energies need a little bit of upliftment. Your energies need healing. So you have been overdoing it. You know what I mean?
Yes, I've had too many irons in the fire, for sure.
You have. So
I've been wondering about my work. Is someone coming in relationship-wise? It's like, okay, stop it.
Yeah, I was just going to lead on to that, funnily enough, Cindy. There is someone coming in for you, but there's something you've got to let go of, before they can or before they do. You're hanging on to something, maybe subconsciously, but you are hanging on to something. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Well, I wonder if it's, am I still hanging on to my husband who's deceased?
Yes. Yes.
I've been working on releasing that.
Yeah, that's what it is, and they want it to be totally... you again and free of, you know, it's sort of been released totally. And then I've got the law of attraction, so therefore that is telling me that there's somebody else coming in. And not only that, it's I did feel that you'd lost somebody close to you, but I hadn't linked in at that point. But what I am now, and what I'm feeling is that they're wanting you, he is wanting you to move on with your life. You know what I mean? He's always around you. Our spirit people always are. And he wants you to be happy. He wants you to try and move on because you've been, the word I'm getting is doldrums. You've been too long in the doldrums.
Yeah, well, I've been actively looking for, you know, someone else and trying to put that to bed because
you've been trying, but you haven't succeeded.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
What do I do?
I know it's hard. It's very hard, and I'm not the right one to advise you on that. Because
I thought I'd been doing it.
Advise you on that one because I'm still doing it myself.
Oh, I thought that I've been doing it.
The Sue might be the best one on that. when we hang on, we might think that we've let go, but when something happens, say a song comes on or a word or somebody's on the screen, on the television thing, it just brings it all back again. And that's how you know that you haven't let go. And if that's what's been happening to you, you know what I mean? That's why it isn't fully gone. It might be 90% gone, but not 100%.
Well, it's been 23 years.
That's it?
Yes.
And you're still on your own?
I don't think I'm hanging on, but people keep saying I'm hanging on.
Mm. Yeah, if you're still on your own after all that length of time, definitely. You've been so much in the doldrums, that was the word I've been getting. So you, I feel, have been looking, but only half-heartedly. I know, because I do the same. I think, oh, I'll try this, I'll try that. But my heart isn't in it. And that is how it is with you. Or that's how it's been with you. So do your best if you can.
Oh, yeah. Really? Well, I'm thinking now that I've been opening myself and very prepared for it, you know, cleaning out the house and making room and...
Getting rid of clutter, yeah.
Yeah.
And have you thought about getting any sort of professional help just to get you over that last hurdle?
It's funny because I don't feel that I have that hurdle. It's interesting you say that.
Yeah, I feel it's just a little bit more... Just one more little push.
One more step.
Because, and it's coming through now. I'm doing the angel count, and I've just turned it over. Father, husband, brother or son, and it's your husband. So he is next to the law of attraction card, and so I knew it was right that what he was giving me.
Or maybe he's bringing me someone.
Maybe, because I've got work your magic next to it. So that's a magic card with magical energies. And then, right, they're telling me there's something. I don't feel it's you, but I feel that who it is that's coming in is going to be very artistic expression I'm getting.
Oh. So
going to be quite artistic themselves, you know what I mean?
Well, that's great, because I'm a jewelry artist. I like artistic
people.
So
you are artistic then?
I'm sorry?
You are artistic then?
Yes.
Or creative?
Mm-hmm.
It's more the word. Yeah, well, this is a man on the card, you see. And there is you. And that is freedom. You will get your priorities right, it's saying. You will come through. And then your life will be in order. You'll put you in order of priority. And then you'll find the freedom to move on. Most certainly. But yeah, you do need still a little bit of clearing, because I've got clear and shield. You've got to clear your energy, you know what I mean? And you've got to open your heart to love. That is what I'm being told. This guy is going to be very artistic. He's going to have artistic expression. And then the next one I turned over was teacher. So it could well be a teacher teaching something.
Oh, interesting. Because somebody else told me that I was, you know, someone was going to come to find me and was going to be a very artistic person.
Really?
So you're saying the same thing. And it's like,
I am, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That just came through very strong. But you've got to nurture yourself, look after yourself, and come out of the closet and listen. The angels are saying, listen. So listen to what I'm saying.
Does that make sense to you then, Cindy?
I'm out of the closet. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Does that make sense to you, she said.
Oh, it does make sense, but it's funny because I have been really working on this for the past couple of months. And I even went over to Scotland and Ireland to meditate on all of this for a month. And I thought, I'm ready. I've just got to, you know, get my business stuff together. And I'll be done by the end of this week, and I'll be ready to jump into summer and be free.
Good. I want it so it's just one tiny little bit more to go, and then you'll be free.
You need to know what that tiny bit is.
Good. Yeah. When I've got your future there, you're going to do it.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to do it.
And you will be happy.
Lindsay, thank you very much for calling into the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Are you very welcome?
I'm glad we can catch up with you eventually.
Okay.
Bye, Cindy.
Bye.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, I'm really glad we've had Cindy on the show. That's really good. I'm glad about that.
She's waited all this time.
I know. Right, we're going to go to lines. We've got Lisa on the line. Hi, Lisa. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? How's everybody?
Okay, thank you.
Good.
Have you got a question for Tanith or just a general reading?
I have a question for Tanith. Hi, Tanith. How are you?
Hiya. I'm fine, thank you.
Good. My question is in regards to a former lover in my life.
I felt that was coming.
How did you know?
I linked in with you as soon as I heard your voice. I think this is a lovely one.
And I have not had any contact with him in about 4 years. And I really want to move on into something new.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's on my mind a lot.
Yeah. Definitely, I can relate to that one. So, psychically, yes. Mediumistically, yes. I'm the best one to advise you, but as a woman, I'm not. Right. Here I've got, I knew what was coming because I've got your inner strength. You are a very strong lady.
Yes.
And I do feel that you will overcome this, but it's not going to be an easy ride because you've got this inner turmoil around the partnership. I've just taken some cards out near the first two that came out, partnership and that one. You've been evaluating your life. You've been evaluating things and you've finally accepted it's not going to happen. He's not going to come back. It's too long now.
Yes.
And before this, all this time you've been putting restraints on yourself. You've not moved forward. You've had opportunities. You've not taken them. You've just sort of sat there living in hopes. And you've done things in moderation. In fact, you've done naff all, I would say, to help yourself as regards moving forward because you've been in that sort of state that, and I know what it feels like, believe me, as if you can't look elsewhere, as if nobody will ever measure up to what they were like, how they were.
See, the thing about it, he wasn't all that great.
So what is it that's holding you back then? I mean, I can't
say the
same mine was. So what is it that's stopping you then?
I guess for me it's It's the thought of maybe he's changed. Maybe he's changed.
You're hoping he's changed.
You know, his behavior, his attitude, maybe that has changed.
Tanith, can I just step in a minute?
Yeah.
If he wasn't going to change while you were together, why on earth would he change because you're apart?
He loves her that much and misses her that much that he will.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And
the thing is, if he actually thought something of you, 4 years, that's a very long time.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not being funny. If they came back into my life after 4 years, I'd be showing them back the path that they went 4 years.
Yeah.
previously and said, there's the path, love, I've moved on, I've got this with my life, I've got that with my life, I don't need you in my life anymore, sorry.
Absolutely. I mean, I really, honestly, I would not even open the door to him. I don't care how smooth and silky he may seem, but I would not ever step in that direction.
I'm getting a very charismatic man. I'm getting a good talker. He was like, could charm the birds off the trees, couldn't he?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That was really like all that it was.
Was he a bit of a player as well?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Was he a bit of a player?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Also, he thought he was the bee's knees.
Just dot, not that code.uk.
And I've got travel here. I'm not too sure. Let me see. Right. No, the travel isn't around them. I wasn't sure at first. I feel it's around you.
Ooh.
And, yeah, because... And also the travel card can be advising to move on. Because you've been doing things in moderation, and now I've got the travel coming up. So it looks as if you will, but also it's telling you to move on because there's honesty coming in around you regarding someone else.
Did you say honesty?
And honesty, yeah. But I'm a bit worried looking at these cards because I'm worried because you will be overcautious. Because of this deception in your last relationship, you might hold yourself back when you've met someone honest, who is honest and genuine, you know what I mean?
Yes.
That's your only drawback. But, no, I've got a resolution here. I feel after you read then, at some point you will make a resolution to yourself.
Absolutely.
And you'll say, right. That's it. I am going to do this. I am going to do that. Yeah?
Yes.
I was right. I have got a friendship coming in for you.
Yay.
It will start off as a friendship.
Okay.
And it will go places if you allow it to.
Okay.
And I do feel that you will be in turmoil at first, but then you will make a resolve. Right? I've wasted enough time. Remember, we only get one bite of the cherry. We only get one life. And I, like you, have wasted 4 years of my life through that man.
Yes.
And no way will I waste anymore.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Woohoo, girls rule.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You will be settled. You will get settled into this relationship.
Good.
And this person is honest.
Good.
But I've got exhaustion around you. This has knocked the stuffing out of you, hasn't it?
Yes.
All this. And the waiting and the hoping and the.
Yeah.
You know. But you will know harmony again. A golden opportunity is going to present itself and I want you to take it.
I will.
You will have a choice, but you will take it, I feel. And then I've got recuperation. He'll be history. You will walk away from this. He'll be history. And I do feel that this next relationship can lead on to marriage. Because I've got the card of celebration.
Wow.
Yeah.
And when is this relationship coming forward?
When? It'd be like a breath of fresh air, I'll tell you that.
Wow.
Let me have a look at my timing cards. Right. When will this new gentleman come into this lady's life? How soon? Actually, I feel it's about the three. Ooh. What a card to get. I was going to say, I feel it's within three months. So what card do I turn over? The Two of Cups, which is a beautiful card.
Wow.
That is a good friendship leading on to a wonderful relationship.
Wow.
So there you are.
Is that 2 months? 3 months?
It can be. It's within, I was going to say within three, but the card said, it was like a two, so it can happen within, you know, around 2 months' time.
Wow.
I'd go more for 2 to 2.5 months because it's in between. So
wow.
Don't be stressing, but
Oh, get I'm ready. Not. I'm going to head to the gym.
Good thing.
I'm going to go to the gym.
Ready,
I don't have. I've got 2 months. I've got between 2 to 3 months to get it all together, to get it all shaped.
Get that man right out of your hair, because he will be history.
Wow. You know what? I'm going to double up on the vitamins.
Wow.
And
I've just got this vision of you going into the gym and saying, "Excuse me, could I have 2 weeks, 2 months and 2 weeks worth of gym, please?
Yeah.
Possibly three if he doesn't arrive on time."
You're going to need
and
the
I
vitamins.
And I would do that. I'm determined.
You're going to need the vitamins, I'll tell you, because this guy is slow coming forward.
Really?
He'll take it slowly because you'll be cautious at first, but then wait for it. You know what I mean? He's not the type of guy that messes about. And I'll tell you what, I feel it would be a whirlwind romance. Once you let go, I feel it'll be a whirlwind. That's why it's kind of a celebration.
Lisa, you better keep in touch with us and let us know.
I know. I want to know about this.
You know what? If you don't hear from me within 6 months, just know that things are going good.
Oh, dear. I think we're ending the show, Tan, if about 2.5 months' time, okay?
Yeah. I won't tell you what I was thinking there, what I nearly said, but I better not on air.
Oh, go ahead. I want to tell me.
If I don't hear from you in 6 months, I'd be worried in case you're still with us or if you...
Oh, they are brilliant.
You know,
if there's an earthquake, it's only me.
No, I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking you making up for last time.
And you know it.
Oh, bless you. Lisa, please keep in touch with the show and let us know how you get on.
Just one more thing before you go.
Sure.
I feel by the vibes that I'm getting, it's going to be a fire sign, so watch out.
You know what? I'm a fire sign.
Oh, well that, no, now I know why I was getting those feelings. If I don't hear from her, hear from her in 6 months' time, I'll know what she's been doing.
Oh, I felt a tremor. I felt a tremor.
Fire signs are, passion personified.
Yes.
Oh,
this is good. This is good.
Good.
Very good.
Lisa, we've got to move on to the next caller, I'm afraid.
Thank
we
you,
could
lady.
Talk to you all night long about this. And I'm sure you'll be back on
day.
To let us know how you're getting on.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Have a blessed day.
Thank you,
Lisa. Thanks ever so much.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Bye.
Yeah, love.
Oh, I just
like
love it. Do you know what? When we get readings like that, it makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. I love readings like that.
I just say, Tanis, you can take 3/4 of that reading, and that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I'm the best judge in those types of readings.
I almost wanted to interrupt and say, could you just put a mirror in front of you, Tanith, while you're saying it, so that you can actually get it? Yes.
Well,
anyway, moving swiftly on.
It's strange, because I did pass a comment to a colleague of mine on Psychic TV just before the show, and I said... Just what I've said to that lady. I just don't think I want to know anymore.
Exactly. Right, well, we've got Suzanne on the line. Hi, Suzanne. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hello. I had a
Have you got a question for Tanith, or would you like a general reading?
Well, sort of a general reading, but then I had a question. I was interested when you see a boyfriend and also coming into my life, and then I had another question.
Say that first bit again about a boyfriend coming to your life. Did you
when?
Say one has come into your life?
No, not yet.
Ah, right. That's all right. Because there's one coming.
Yeah, when?
Oh, God. 2 minutes.
In 2 minutes?
No, I mean, give me 2 minutes. I'm having to go to my timing camp.
I'm teasing.
When is this gentleman?
2 minutes. Do you know, I think I've just heard the dill bell go.
What was your name again? Sorry.
Suzanne.
Suzanne, right. When is the gentleman coming in for Suzanne? Right, within a seven. I would say it's within a couple of months. I feel it's weeks, that, rather than months. But
really? How am I going to meet him?
Oh, come on. What do you want? Blood and a cherry on top.
No, she wants an address and postcode and which cafe.
Right, where can I do your reading first? And then we'll go into that. I've got something... where are we? I've got renewal definitely coming in for you. And I feel that you're a very wise lady and you're not easily conned where men are concerned. Not like yours truly. Me, I mean. take advice about love, which I think what it's saying is you've been going to talking to people and for their advice on what they think you should do, or you know what I mean? Have you been doing that?
Doing what? I'm sorry.
Can you understand what I'm saying, Suzanne?
Have I what? I couldn't understand you.
You can't understand what I'm saying.
Have I done several what?
So, can you explain what I've just said? Because I don't think she can hear me properly.
I think it was your phone on. I couldn't hear you very well either myself. So, repeat it again, sorry.
Right. It's talking about taking advice. Have you spoken to, like, friends or anyone like that, asking their advice of what you should do, how we should move forward?
I have, but some of them don't have the best advice, so I'm sort of doing my own thing.
Right. Well, it said pack it in. Use your own intuition.
Yes, yep, you're right.
You're getting conflicting things said to you, and it's making you more in turmoil. It's telling me that you've got your own wisdom. You're very wise, you're very intuitive, so you've got to be your own, you've got to have your own path, if you like, how you want to, rather than listening to other people, you know what I mean?
Yes, I do. That's what I've been feeling lately. But this person's nice and you see a future, or?
I've got a certain empathy here, and I feel that that is talking about you, as if you're a very empathic and compassionate person. I do see a renewal and something being completed, but the completion feels as if it's already gone rather than something that's to come. Have you just completed, or something come to an end?
Well, this is what I'm saying. Is the person, you see a future with the person?
Can you hear what I'm saying, Susan?
I just want to know with the new boyfriend if you saw a future.
No, I know what you tried to rush me, and I'm trying to say.
I'm sorry. That's a second question I had, completion, but my ex-husband got residential custody of my son a year and a half ago. Only 11.
That's what I was saying to you.
He wasn't even giving me the weekends. I'm supposed to get two full weekends and a split weekend. And he's being hard-nosed, and he doesn't even think he needs a mom, my ex, and my son does. And it's just that he kept fighting me and money-wise stuff, not just because I kind of gave up because I had to, not because I'm a bad mother. But long story short, I just went to the library today, and for like 4 or 5 hours, I typed up what hours I was supposed to get, what I didn't get, wrote a letter to the judge. Tomorrow I'm going to give the paperwork in, and hopefully you'll go to the judge and go to court. And I was wondering what you saw with that.
Right. Well, that is what I'm getting. That is what I was trying to say. So I was saying to you, something has or is about to be completed. That is what you just mentioned. There is some completion coming around that situation, right?
Well, I hope it's not complete where they just don't even put it to court. It's done. I'm hoping that it gets to court and will be completed, that I get my weekends or get them back or something.
Well, that is a very sort of long-winded answer to a legal issue.
Yeah.
I need more time than 5 minutes to answer that one, as well as the love that I'm... What one that you're trying to, do you know? What I mean is, I'm limited for time. So
yeah, I know, but that's why I wasn't going to ask that one. But
well, the completion came up, so I have to tell you. But yes, love is coming in. there's a new chapter coming in for you around your life, definitely. There's change coming, and I also feel that this guy travels, and I'm feeling a uniform. I'm feeling he wears some sort of uniform, and I've got travel connected with it, and I've got command, so that's what makes me feel as well. There's a uniform connected. You are going to rise like a phoenix. No, I don't think that your husband's going to get his way, because that is just what my guides are telling me. He's not going to get it all his own way, and you are going to rise from the ashes as the phoenix does. Justice has come out next to it. Justice will be done.
Well, I hope so, because it's been 10 years that he's fought me.
Justice will be done, and then a new adventure awaits for you. So a lot is going to come to light. A lot is going to come to light around this legal issue, and then there's going to be a complete transformation and a respite. So when there's a respite, it means that it's going to be put to bed.
Good. I hope
the truth will come out.
Oh, thank goodness! I hope so. It's been so long-winded, and I took it to court, and they didn't even. I filled out the wrong paperwork, so they said they didn't even take it, and I waited 3 weeks for them just to say that. So now I got to put it in there tomorrow and just pray, hand it, that it even goes.
Yeah, well, you believe me, the truth will come out, and then it ends with success. So, stop worrying.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Suzanne?
Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks very much for calling into the show.
You're welcome.
Suzanne.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Where does this time go? It's crazy, isn't it?
It's a bit difficult.
We've literally got a quarter of an hour, and I just think, good grief, it doesn't seem 2 minutes since I got you on the show.
I know. It is a bit difficult answering a question like that in a few minutes.
Absolutely.
So very quickly,
to anybody that wants to have a private reading with Tanif after the show, please send me an email to asksueuk@gmail.com. So that's asksueuk@gmail.com, and we can organise that for you straight after the show. So by all means, give me an email. We've also got Carrie on the line. Hi, Carrie. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hi,
Hello, Carrie.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, blessings. Thank you. Actually, my name is Kelly with the E.
Oh, sorry, Kelly. How are you doing? You okay?
No worries. Absolutely. I'm doing lovely. Thank you for taking my call.
It's quite all right. Have you got a question for Good grief. Have you got a question for Tanif, or would you like a general reading?
I would like to start with a general reading. That would be awesome.
Okay.
Right.
Just while you're doing that, Tanif, just let anybody that's on the line who's waiting for a call, I'm really sorry, I think we're going to be short of time. We will see if we can get one more call after Kerry, but if not, we will be having another show next week. We will be having a couple of days next week having readings, so please keep an eye on the upcoming shows, and we will come to you on another day. So thank you very much for calling in. Sorry, Tanif, off you go.
Right, thank you. There's been something around you, Kelly, where you've had a lot of conflict, but you've used your wisdom, you've used diplomacy and everything, tact. Yeah, I feel that you've done your side of things right. Can you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Right. And I've got also a certain softness about you, like an empathic nature. You don't sort of charge in like a bull at a gate, like I would, sort of thing. You know, you think things through before you do it. And
sometimes
I've got a quiet strength, but I've also got completion. So if it hasn't already been completed and put to bed, it is about to be. So you've been honest, yeah. It looks as if it's whatever it is going to fall in your favour, because I've got honesty around you, and I feel that is you. And justice, which means that it'll turn out right. Right? And you will find out. Yeah, you will find out, because I've got enlightenment there. There's going to be a transformation. You've got some ideas. Have you got your own business?
Oh, I have so many business ideas that my head explodes every day.
Business around you, you know, as if you've got your own business and you've got inspiration. Yeah, I've got inspiration. You're wanting a transformation. You're wanting something big to come in, aren't you?
Yes.
But you're umming and ahhing, you're backwards and forwards as to whether or not, shouldn't I?
Yes.
Yeah, but you've got a vision. You've got a vision, let me see. Recuperation. You've been burning the candle at both ends as well. And you've had quite a lot of upheaval and somebody's deceived you around business, haven't they?
In the past,
somebody that you trusted.
Yes.
And it caused you a lot of turmoil. Right, settlement, harmony. So it looks as if that's a past thing.
Yeah, that's
Yeah. Now, what was your question?
So, would you like me to share with you so far what you told me and just kind of click it together so that you can see, you know, that you've done?
You can. If we've got time, I'd rather you ask you the question because
okay,
I don't want to lose any time.
Yes, my question is this. I have been in a highly conflicted area. I'm actually staying right now temporarily with my son and grandson.
Right.
With the intention of relocating to this area where he lives to help him out. But this is the conflict. And it's like I just have come to the decision that it's better if I just create separation and move on. I'll be 50 this year, and I feel like my life has been dedicated to this young man, my son.
I feel that you should move on. Yeah, you're doing the right thing. Move on.
Sorry, go ahead.
Why are you worried about danger of loss? Or does this connect with what I was talking about before? There was a danger of loss.
Because I am currently unemployed. I spent all of my money traveling around the world and going to India this past last 2 years. I did that twice back to back. And so what I've come back with is just the knowledge that all of this stuff that I thought was real is really not real. And everything that I originally, I want to pursue is I want to go and study Vedic science and, you know, yoga and meditation. And I've been studying holistic nutrition, and I really want to bring those three components together to teach others how to, you know, create consciousness in this world.
I feel you're going to get your wish because I've got three cards here. You'll have cards for celebration. There's going to be new developments and change. And also, I'm seeing this. It's talking about the spirit of nature, as if there's some connection with a rural area, like countryside, this type of thing, and it looks as if it's all tied in.
Okay. So where I feel like I have loss is, like I said, I have almost zero resources these days, and I just I found a school in the, like, you know, 1,500 miles away from everything I know and love and have spent my whole life doing. And I was just going to, and the school starts in August, I have no ability to fund it through the traditional federal funding process. So I'm running about $1,000 a month short, and I'm just not sure how I'll put that together, but I'm kind of trusting that the universe
will take care.
I just don't know how to proceed. Like, in other words, this morning we had two fights in a row, yesterday, today, and my son's like, I'm a loser, homeless, unemployed person, get the hell out of his house, you know. And I don't know if I should just stay my ground here.
Or if I
should leave today.
I feel that what I'm being given is you've got a choice here, and it's saying, it's pushing me to say that, to move on, because I've got history coming out, and he will be history. You've got to make it be so that he's history, and then you will have something to celebrate. You will be over the moon that you've made that the right decision. Then you'll see things starting to materialize and manifest. But
while you are where you are, I feel that you're just in limbo.
Yes, and I've been in limbo for like 9 years since my grandson was born, and I kind of figured out that's what it is. I've been, because he's a single father, and I've been trying to, you know, I've been kind of like the surrogate mother for my grandson, that he hasn't had one, and I feel torn about leaving, but I also understand that unless I'm healthy, and this is really this conflict and this negativity around me,
yeah.
And I'm sure I'm adding to it. I'm not saying
you
I'm
are.
Just a little.
You are.
I'm not
and
saying
that's
I'm
why
innocent.
You need, yeah, you will find that when you've moved on, even initially, it will feel like a breath of fresh air. And then what I'm seeing is a quiet strength. Yeah, you'll feel a bit of turmoil. But not long after, once you've made that, you know, that decision and moved forward, not long after, I see a partnership around you coming in. Because I've got not only partnership, I've got seduction as well, and that says it all.
You have a what? Partnership and what?
Seduction. That says it all.
Oh, seduction.
Seduction. Seduction. You know what seduction
like
is?
Like in lust and love.
Yeah.
Seduction. Oh, very nice. I like
and
that.
You will be evaluating. In fact, you're evaluating your life now. So don't hold yourself back. Go for the, bite the bullet. You know
okay,
I mean?
go to this school. That's my, because this is an enlightenment consciousness school. So that's
yeah.
my calling. And then just real quick, just to get some clarification. So the school starts in August, and then again it starts again in January next year. And I have a good friend, and he's interested romantically in me, and I'm not interested, but we're like still best friends. And he lives a few hours from this school. Is that like the first step? Like just come, like you know, shut down my life here, get rid of the personal possessions I don't need,
and
then just go to his house.
Yeah.
And then from his house, I can figure out the rest, and everything else will come together once I've removed myself.
That's right. You will have taken the first step, and that is the major one. And yeah, things will fall into place. Definitely.
Okay. All right.
But
I'm not going
to
be homeless in Iowa. You asked me what I feel like I'm getting ready to lose or what the loss is, and my concern is I have, you know, a storage unit that I'm going to lose my personal property because I can't pay for it, or I'm going to I'm going to have no place to live, I'm going to be sleeping in the streets. I have a beautiful dog that is my companion.
This is why you've got to move now. And if you've got a dog and you take him with you, is it him?
Yes, him. Yes.
You've got to take him with you, and which you would anyway.
Yes.
But don't pussyfoot about.
Just go. Make it like, and when do you see me moving?
That's up to you. I'm saying no time like the present. I don't feel it should waste any more time because things are looking so positive for you once you make the choice and make that move.
Okay. Awesome. Blessings. Thank you so much for that. And financially, the universe will support me in this decision?
Trust in the universe. Trust in spirit. Talk to them. Talk to the angels. That's what I do.
Yes.
And they usually come across.
Okay. Lovely.
Is that okay then, Kerry?
Yes. Thank you so much for your guidance and support and love. Many blessings of love and light.
Anytime.
Okay, Kerry. Thank you very much for calling into the show.
All right. I'll be back. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Do you know what? I suddenly feel like I'm not going to do the whole tune because I haven't got enough time, but dun 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 dun.
She desperately needed that reading, that lady.
Definitely. It was funny because I don't know if I can read it now. Somebody just said a great energy she'd got. I'll see if I can just find what they'd put. But, you know, an absolute great one. I enjoyed that. It's been a real good night tonight.
It's been lovely.
Absolutely.
If you want me
absolutely
to take
brilliant.
Any more calls,
thank you very much, Tanya, for joining the show. Thank you very much.
Right.
The time has gone so quickly, I can't believe it. We've literally got 2 minutes left.
I know. I was going to say, if you wanted me to do any more, I'll ring off and ring back, but it's time.
10 o'clock tonight, so we're struggling for time. Thank you very much for joining us, Tanya.
You're very welcome. I enjoy every minute.
Well, we'll try and sort out for next week, definitely, okay?
An extra one, you mean?
Yes.
I do feel that some people are wanting to, you know...
Yeah, definitely.
They want
definitely.
Me.
So what we'll do is we'll organise an extra reading for next week, okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay,
no,
Tanya, thank you very much again.
Sorry, what I meant was an extra... There's people coming that they want me now, and one night maybe isn't enough. That's what I meant when you said an extra night. I don't mind doing extra time for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolute. Okay, Natana, we've got to go because we're down to a few seconds, so I'll catch up with you soon.
Okay, bye.
Okay, cheers. Bye. Right, very quickly, thank you very much to everybody who's joined us. Thank you very much to Tanif. Thank you very much to everybody in the chat room. Hope everybody's had a wonderful chat in there. Please, everybody, go to Ask Sue Show on the Facebook where the group is. We'll be putting all the links on there and helping anybody that needs help. I can see there's a few people that will could do a bit of guidance, etc. By all means, go and join us. And also, please go to... any of my Facebook groups, and also go to Ask Sue Davis on Facebook. So thank you very much to everybody that has joined us, and I shall speak to you soon, and we'll be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Thank you very much. Good night.
There's an angel, contemplate my